Truck driver fatigue is a huge concern in Australia. The issue is linked to more than a third of truckies' deaths on the road. But a plan being spruiked by the heavy vehicle regulator to give operators more flexibility is being blasted by critics as being unsafe. The advanced fatigue management strategy will allow drivers on the road for up to 16 hours a day, with operators able to set their own hours of work and rest. But critics say the measures could actually make things worse for people on the roads. Victoria Pengilly has more.
For truck driver Frank Black, his weekly routes across the country can be gruelling. The 61-year-old's schedule sees him drive from Brisbane to Sydney, Melbourne, Adelaide, and sometimes even Perth. Often, he's on the road for more than 12 hours a day.
It's not uncommon to do your full 72 hours for the week. Sometimes you edge over it. If you were to actually be honest and take into account all the hours that you are doing, you know, you'd be over that 72. If you leave Brisbane to go to Sydney, by the time you drive through traffic and one thing and another, it's virtually close enough to a 12-hour run. So by the time you finish loading, you go out and load the truck, you're virtually over that 12 hours, easy.
A new fatigue management plan put forward by the National Heavy Vehicle Regulator could soon see drivers like Frank Black on the road for up to 16 hours a day. The regulator says the proposal, which is one of three fatigue management strategies nationally, would allow companies and truck drivers more flexibility. Operators would let drivers set their own hours of work and rest instead of abiding by a prescribed regime, and if they can provide an appropriate safety plan. Andreas Blahaus is a fatigue specialist at the National Heavy Vehicle Regulator.
The drivers in AFM go to work having agreed with their boss that they will take whatever measures are appropriate to make sure that they have adequate sleep and rest before starting work, that there's monitoring, control processes, mitigations, radio communications in place while they're driving, and the ability to stop if they need to stop. And at the end of the day, they are given adequate time to recover from the work that they've just done.
But the Transport Workers Union isn't so sure.
The last thing we need is for the regulator to be going around and saying that drivers should be longer in the cab. There's only one way to manage fatigue, and that's for drivers to be asleep.
Michael Kane is the union's national secretary. He says drivers already face unrelenting pressure to deliver their loads on time.
Well, in this industry, transport operators are under incredible pressure to break the rules. They're under pressure because they're under the squeeze from those at the top of the supply chain, the retailers and the manufacturers that are reaping the economic benefit from this industry.
And he says longer hours on the road could have deadly consequences.
This is a very, very dangerous situation we have here. The only way to manage fatigue is to go to sleep. It's as simple as that. The science has been in now for decades. And what we've got is we've got the regulator teaching employers how to keep drivers on the road for longer. And the sum total of this, if this occurs in any broad-reaching way, is that we're going to have drivers on the road for longer. They won't be sleeping. They'll be tireder. They will fall asleep and people will die.
According to the union, the new plan will put too much pressure on drivers to log their hours instead of relying on mandatory safety measures. But Andreas Blahaus disagrees.
I don't think that it actually puts more pressure on people to have honest records, work and rest records. That's why we've done certain initiatives like the electronic work diary, which has been implemented by the National Heavy Vehicle Regulator to improve record keeping across the nation. It is really about having a genuine conversation between operator and drivers on the issues that they face out on the road, plans that will allow them to actually mitigate any risks with those issues and the opportunity to recover after the work is done.
So this plan isn't just to benefit commercial companies?
It's a very good point. We have several government agencies, for example, who have come to us because they like the disciplined approach and the seven principles that we've developed. And it's very similar to things you'll see in other modes of transport.
Should you be looking at other cases of safety issues in the industry, things like drivers not taking breaks or trucks not being maintained properly when things go wrong? Don't they have more of a role in managing the causes of fatigue?
We do keep an eye on the issues that are actually causing fatigue-related crashes in Australia. And in fact, we work with a range of partners in that area. The Fatigue Choices campaign is about actually promoting an option which we believe to be safer. which we believe allows drivers and operators to have a meaningful conversation about what they need to do at work to protect themselves as well as other road users.
A report released by the National Transport Insurance Company last year found the number of truck driver fatalities more than doubled in 2019 compared to any year over the past decade. The report also found 53 truck drivers died in the same year, with fatigue linked to 34% of the deaths. Michael Kane from the Transport Workers Union again.
This is an industry where we've got 82% of drivers in a very large survey saying that they work more than 50 hours a week, one in five more than 60, and 10% saying they work over 80 hours a week. We don't want, when we're looking in our rear vision mirror, our families going down the highway, we don't want to know that a driver behind us has been on the road for 80 hours. We want to know that they're trained, they're rested, they're properly paid.
What are those relationships like between companies and truckies? Do you think they'd be able to say no to doing 16 hours?
Well, transport operators themselves, many of these trucking companies, they're under incredible pressure to keep the contract stream with the economic hand that feeds them. And they simply won't say no. If the economic hand says you won't have a contract unless you do this extra piece of work and you do it for less money, that's not much of a choice for them. Otherwise, they have to fold. And the consequence of that is that companies are forced to try and explore avenues to keep drivers on the road for longer periods of time. And that's a deadly recipe.
Truck driver Frank Black says he has no plans to sign up to the new fatigue management plan just yet.
It's not for the truckies. It wouldn't be for the truckies. This is more of a benefit for companies to get their freight in, you know, in quicker times. How can you have a person stays awake, you know, for that period of time and still be safe? You know, common sense would tell me that if I've been awake for 24 hours, even though I might have only used 16 hours of that for driving, you know, it only gives me 8 hours to maybe stop and have lunch, and you haven't got much other time for the rest of the day. So you've been awake for 24 hours. Now, even if you're not driving and you're awake for 24 hours, you're tired. I don't care what anyone says. You're tired at that end of that 24-hour period.
I can vouch for that. That's truck driver Frank Black ending that report by Victoria Pengilly.